Denny Abbott was no carpetbagger. Criticizing Alabama does not come easily to him. Born and raised in Montgomery, Abbott graduated from Huntington College in 1961 with a bachelor's degree in sociology and found a job as a probation officer. This entailed checking on juveniles on probation and catching and putting into the county lockup those who had violated the terms of their probation. In the first sentence of They Had No Voice, Abbott puts it this way, quote, "When I was a young man in the 1960s, it was my job to deliver black children to a slave camp on the outskirts of Montgomery, Alabama," end quote. Mount Meigs was supposed to be a reform school, a training school. That is, a place where the students attended classes and received some education and perhaps learned some useful skills. Instead, it was a concentration camp. Abbott writes there was no effort at education or rehabilitation. Quote, "Mount Meigs wasn't a school at all. It was a factory that manufactured criminals using children as raw materials," end quote. Some of the children had committed no crime at all. Some were orphans, and some had been declared incorrigible by a parent. County probate judges, often uneducated and unqualified, had the power of gods, and few cared what happened to black kids. The boys he saw were ragged, many even barefoot. They worked in the fields all day and were even, quote, "an endless supply of free child labor," end quote, for neighboring landowners. Even worse, quote, "virtually all the inmates were frequently, severely, and unjustifiably beaten around their heads and over their entire back, arms, and legs with broom and mop handles and fan belts," end quote. At the girls' school, there were frequent sexual assaults, and at the boys' school, boys in the field were left at the mercy of other students designated as overseers who forced them into sexual submission. Some of these sections are hard reading. E.B. Holloway, the superintendent, ignored the savagery and occasionally took part in it himself. Abbott was horrified. He learned that many complaints about conditions had been ignored or declared unfounded. Determined to save the forgotten children, Abbott joined with attorney Ira Dement and sued in federal court on grounds of cruel and unusual punishment, among others, and won. Filing a lawsuit against the state of Alabama was a difficult decision for Abbott. A proud Southerner, like his father before him, he thought of Yankees as them, and he knew how explosive a subject the federal courts were. Many Alabamians would view this move as treason. Quote, "Most white folks really believed George Wallace's blather about the tyranny of the federal government," end quote. It was especially wrong to go crying to the Yankees for help. And always, quote, "the whistleblower runs the risk of having the whistle shoved down his throat," end quote. Many friends and neighbors shunned him for his betrayal. And sure enough, he was immediately fired by his boss, Judge William F. Thetford, whom Abbott declares racist to the core. As a result of this lawsuit, conditions at Mount Meigs improved enormously. A new youth facility was opened, named to Abbott's chagrin after Judge Thetford. Mount Meigs is now a tolerable place, one hears. So why drag up the past? Because it is an unimpeachably good idea to tell what happened, never forget, so it can't happen again.